Indian cricket team will tour England in 2018 for 3 T20Is, 3 ODIs and 5 test matches starting from July 3rd. India last played in England during the Champions Trophy. David Warner and Peter Hanscom added 127 runs for the third wicket as Australia reached 225 for 2 at stumps, trailing Bangladesh by 80 runs on day 2 of the second test in Chittagong. David Warner was unbeaten on 88 while Hanscom ended the day on 68. A second-half brace from substitute Balwant Singh helped India beat Macau 2-0 in Group A Asian Cup qualifiers match. With this win, India stretches their lead by 6 points at the top. Roger Federer made a lovely gesture ahead of his US Open match as the Swiss maestro warmed up on the practice court with a young cancer survivor. London Olympics bronze medalist Saina Nehwal has said that she and coach Pulela Gopichand have buried their past differences and are now looking forward to train at the Gopichand Badminton Academy in Hyderabad. Jamaican sprint legend Usain Bolt has said that he was happy with his career, although he feels that his farewell race was a rough one. But now we might see Bolt swapping running shoes for football boots as he is contemplating a future in football.
I've always wanted to pursue a football career, so that's something that I would also like to look into. And also, maybe I'll be an analyst for track and field.
Atletico Madrid coach Diego Simeone has signed a 2-year contract extension with the Spanish club Atletico de Madrid. The 47-year-old Argentinian will remain with Atletico until the end of June 2020. 5-time world champion Vishwanathan Anand made it to the second round of the Chess World Cup, but not without fumbling a little. After a shaky start, Anand fought back to defeating his Malaysian rival. Indian Grandmaster Pentala Harikrishna recovered quickly from his opening game loss to win the second game at the Chess World Cup in Georgia. The world number 20 will now take on Viral in the tiebreaker round. After successfully chasing down 322 runs to script history in the second test at Headingley, the West Indies side would look to continue their dominant performance when they take on England in the third and final test at Lord's starting from Wednesday. A war-torn Syria claimed a playoff spot in the 2018 FIFA World Cup following a 2-2 draw against Iran in Tehran and will face either Australia or Saudi Arabia in a playoff in October. Asian giants Australia moved one step closer in making to the 2018 World Cup as they beat Thailand 2-1 in their World Cup qualifying campaign in Melbourne. South Korea overcame a troubled campaign to book tickets for the next year's FIFA World Cup in Russia. A goalless draw away to Uzbekistan was enough for the Koreans to go through. Vietnam claimed their first 3 points of AFC Asian Cup qualifiers with a 2-1 win over Cambodia in their Group C encounter. Brazilian police have raided the head of Brazil's Olympic Committee's home over allegations that the vote to award the 2016 Summer Olympic Games to Rio de Janeiro was rigged. Juventus President Andrea Agnelli has been appointed as the new head of European Club Association. Agnelli will replace West Germany great Karl-Heinz Rummenigge. Tipped as the frontrunner to succeed Roland Altmans, World Cup winning junior coach Harendra Singh is set to apply for the vacant senior men's team coach. Harendra feels that he is best suited for the job. Britain's Chris Froome extended his overall lead at the Vuelta a España with victory in Stage 16's time trial. The 32-year-old Team Sky rider was untouchable as he completed the 40.2-kilometer course in 47 minutes.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.